Welcome to the Sports Beat. Each Saturday morning, Mort's Water Company in Latimer presents the Sports Beat on 104.9 FM and the Radio on the Go stream, featuring a variety of sport interviews. Mort's Water Company is proud to support this weekly show, and now it's time for the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, it's a recap of the 2021-22 athletic year and a preview of the upcoming school year with Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser. That gets the program rolling. After that, we're going to hear about some changes to the upcoming wrestling season with Hampton Dumont Cal wrestling coach Patrick Hansen. And then Dylan and Emma Eberline of Bristow have qualified to compete in a national rodeo competition. That's coming up next on the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat on 104.9 KLMJ.
There's a difference. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. Installing a Kinetico water treatment system in your home will make a huge difference in your everyday life. With Kinetico, your drinking water will taste better, your laundry will be cleaner, and your water fixtures will no longer be covered in scale buildup. If this sounds like a change you'd like to make, call Mort's Water Company to install a Kinetico water treatment system in your home. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com. Mort's Water Company, your local, authorized, independent Kinetico dealer.
Joining me now is Christy Weiser, the Activities Director at Hampton Dumont Cal. First of all, Christy, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. We're going to recap the past school year of HD Cal activities. Let's go all the way back to last fall here. The football team gets back to 500, some improvement there, kind of a struggle for the volleyball season. That being said, what can you say about the direction of those two programs as they get ready to start the 2022 season here just next week?
Yeah, we're extremely proud of what our football program did in qualifying for 3A state playoffs last year. You know, we went over to Humboldt and put up a good fight, but there was a reason that Humboldt then played in the state title game. They're good. So we were extremely proud of that growth in our program and the steps the young men in that program and the coaching staff took. We graduated a really large senior class, but we bring back a great group of skill players that, you know, we're just excited to see what they do. And Coach Miller and his staff having another year together to grow. They've been working hard all summer at 7-on-7s and doing those things. So really excited just to see where they continue to grow and improve. And volleyball, you know, Coach Miller, they took some lumps last year with volleyball, had some growing pains, played a lot of young kids. I think at one point we started 4 freshmen. So now those freshmen are sophomores. When I used to coach college ball, we said, you know, the best thing about a freshman is they become a sophomore. They learn and grow so much. So it's exciting. Those young ladies were in the gym a lot this summer and working and been in the weight room. So really, really excited to see the growth that program takes. And our cross-country program, you know, Lydia Moss last year became a 2-time state qualifier and had a good run at the state. We've got some young kids coming into our program. Lily Hambley's done some really good things as she's worked hard. And Coach Moorhead just always does things the right way. She's really a stand-up person in our department that it's just great to have her leading our program. So I'm really excited to see the growth in our cross-country program this fall as well.
All right, and then moving on to the recently completed summer sports season. The softball team maybe didn't win quite as many games as they would have liked to, but the baseball team did have a really solid year. What can you say about this past summer season?
Well, our baseball team set, you know, record-setting numbers in wins, close to record-setting numbers in wins, but had a lot of kids show up and perform individually in several all-conference nominees or accolades there. And, you know, some all-district accolades as well. Again, you talk about growth over a time period. And we graduated some seniors who had been stalwarts in that program, but we also returned some young guys. We return a lot of pitching, which is thrilling. You know, our boys had to compete in a really, really challenging district in baseball. It's always fun when you get to compete against the ranked teams. It stinks when you've got 3 of them in your district And you got to face one first round. And our boys went down to North Polk and competed. North Polk's a really good baseball team. So, you know, disappointing to have that end that quickly in the playoffs, but also they didn't lose to a chump team. They lost to a really, really good baseball team. So softball, yeah, like you mentioned, would have loved to have had some more regular season wins, but found a way to put it together in the postseason and get a home victory over Clarion in that first round. And then we got to travel over to Mount Vernon for the second year in a row. And last year, I think the game lasted about 48 minutes. We were done in two and a half innings, and they just put it on us. This year, we jumped right out on them, took the lead, had the lead through 3.5 innings, and then Mount Vernon became the team that they've been all year that just swings the bats. Our kids competed and played hard, but there's a reason that Mount Vernon was the state champs. You know, we talked about it's tough for our basketball team, our girls basketball team, and our softball team. Both of their seasons finished up with, losses to the eventual state champ. So, you know, nobody else could find a way to beat Esterville. Nobody else could find a way to beat Mount Vernon. So you hate to lose, but when you lose to people that win the state title, it, you know, gives you a little something to hang your hat on.
The Mort's Water Company Sports Beat will continue next on 104.9 KLMJ with more of this interview.
Who sells the best whole house water treatment system in the area? Mort's Water Company. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. We sell Connecticut water softeners and drinking systems and Helen Brand iron filters. This combination of water treatment systems gives you the best quality of water from your private well, giving you and your family cleaner, safer, and better tasting water. If you have questions about your water, give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
My conversation with Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser continues now on the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat. Another thing that was recently completed here was the non-contact week that the IHSA and IGHSAU both put together there here this past week. Can you just speak to the importance of being able to have that week where, you know, just the kids and all the coaches just don't have any of those school responsibilities?
I think in the past, you would maybe see families going on vacation here and there, but the number of family vacations that got to take place during that week, and whether it was just a trip up to Clear Lake to be on the boat every day with your family, or my family, we had a great opportunity to do some traveling around the Midwest to, you know, saw some families, got to get out to Colorado. To have that time frame that is just wide open, we are really fortunate in our community to have families and groups that are involved in everything. Our kids don't just do one sport typically. They're involved in 4 sports, 5 sports, not to mention speech and band and choir and all of the other things that they do. So to have that one week where it's a guarantee that there's nothing else that's going to interfere with that time frame for them, that families can rely on and kind of connect and come together. I mean, my family is not the only one that just runs from morning to night during the school year. So it's great to have that chance, that opportunity. Really appreciate it. You know, I think it was somewhat controversial for people to deal with, but when they first announced it, but I know no family that's not appreciative of it. So great time to refresh for our coaches. As in this past week, we've had youth camps going on and getting ready to roll with the official first start date Monday. So yeah.
When it comes to some other things here, are there any other coaching changes or maybe some facility upgrades or improvements, anything of that nature going on right now with HD Cal?
Oh, we've got some great, great facility improvements taking place. We're really, really excited. Our gym floor, we've got a complete new gym floor going in right now. That construction's been taking place all summer. Started actually the day after graduation and looking for completion to take place hopefully the beginning of September. So looking at those things and really, really excited about what that will be. Mr. Trusky and Mr. Becker have been all over that and taking care of it. So cannot wait for that to be seen by everybody. Our design committee worked really hard in the spring to put all of that together. So super excited about that. then we've also, you know, we had, the track was just resurfaced. It looks great. We're waiting for that to be painted next week. So that'll be a great thing for our spring events and our track teams to be able to utilize as that resurfaced track. We've got some, unfortunately, the weather took down our football goalposts. So if you drive by the football field right now, you'll notice there's no goalposts. Those are being put back in now. So I really appreciate Lisa Lewis in the district office helping to navigate the insurance pieces of that upgrade taking place and those things. So a lot of changes taking place. You'll notice next winter, basketball varsity level will have implemented shot clocks. Marlon Smith and Brad Allen, our custodial and facility staff, did a great job of getting those installed before the gym began being torn apart. And so excited to be able to utilize that, and just really appreciative of our school board, you know, signing off on those things. It's an investment, and it's costly, but we're really excited about the improvements that our facilities are undertaking right now.
All right, one more question before we wrap up. Is there going to be any sort of open scrimmages for the football or volleyball teams or anything like that here before the regular season starts?
Yeah, we actually, our volleyball team's got a few scrimmages scheduled. They, I think, go to St. Ansgar, and then they go to Belmont Clemmie for a scrimmage on the, I believe, the 18th next, or the Thursday. And then football will go to Belmont Clemmie for a scrimmage on the 19th. So both of those are great opportunities. You know, short drive, a little shorter than St. Ansgar to watch volleyball, but yeah, to get out and watch our teams compete. All levels will be scrimmaging on those two dates. So really excited about that.
All right. Anything else that we need to touch on here before the new school year gets started here in just a few weeks?
No, I don't think there's much else. I think we kind of covered it all. Really excited to have Mr. Becker in the district as our new superintendent, and Mr. Trosky in the high school as our new principal. Both of them have hit the ground running, and it's really been fun to get to know them and work with them on these things. They've been integral in getting these facility upgrades rolling. So appreciate their efforts, and they're just excited to have them in the district. So, yeah.
All right, that's Christy Weiser, the activities director at Hampton Dumont Cal. Christy, I appreciate the time, and I wish you best of luck here with everything with this upcoming school year.
I appreciate the time and opportunity to talk about the great things we've got going on, and you know, it's always a great day to be a Bulldog, as Coach Schaffrath used to say. So, yeah.
This has been a condensed interview with Hampton Dumont Cal Activities Director Christy Weiser on the Morts Water Company Sports Beat. Hear the entire interview at radioonthego.com. More is coming up next on 104.9 KLMJ.
There's a difference. This is Justin Morton with Morts Water Company. Installing a Kinetico water treatment system in your home will make a huge difference in your everyday life. With Kinetico, your drinking water will taste better, your laundry will be cleaner, and your water fixtures will no longer be covered in scale buildup. If this sounds like a change you'd like to make, call Morts Water Company to install a Kinetico water treatment system in your home. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com. Morts Water Company, your local, authorized, independent Kinetico dealer.
This morning on the Sports Beat here on KLMJ, Morts Water Company Sports Beat, that is, we are going to get caught up on Hampton Dumont Cal wrestling with Bulldog head coach Patrick Hansen, who finished his third year helping guiding the Bulldogs to a 30-3 record, an outstanding year, just shy of making the state dual tournament, sent, five wrestlers to the state individual tournament, coach, and a lot of good memories out of last winter.
Yeah, we had a really good season. You know, a lot of good kids, a lot of great parents. It's what it takes to have a year like that. And, you know, going to miss a lot of those seniors. But, you know, we got a lot of good freshmen coming in and looking forward to a good year this year, too.
Before we talk about the 2022-2023 season, let's kind of talk a little bit about what's been going on since Wells Fargo Arena, where, again, you had Carl Barkema, who was a senior, play state runner-up, again, put himself up there in some of the Bulldog best ever. Obviously, you got a seventh place out of Jack Showalter. He was another senior. But since then, these younger guys you were talking about, what have they been doing in terms of wrestling?
Yeah, so in March, end of March, beginning April, we actually went down to Kansas City. We wrestled in Adidas Nationals down there. I think we took 13 kids down there. Had a good time. Had some, you know, I think every kid, most of the kids placed. I mean, it was a while ago. I can't really remember how everybody did right off the top of my head right now. But went down there, got a lot of great matches, a lot of great experience. So that was in April. And then in the summer, you know, we have some summer wrestling we do. Good attendance at that. And then this last July, right before the fair, we went to Iron Sharpens Iron Camp over in Cedar Falls. Had Aaron Brooks, two-time national champ from Penn State, and Carter Sirosi, who is a two-time national champ from Penn State, and Miles Amin, who won it last year from Michigan. They were clinicians at it. It was a great time. Kids learned a lot. We got a lot of great experience. We wrestled a bunch of duels. I think we wrestled 8 duels. We did end up getting an injury. Jason Stevens, who made state last year for us, broke his collarbone, so he's going to be out a couple months, but... good time to do it, I guess, instead of doing it at the beginning of the season. But James Stevens, his little brother, going to be a sophomore, was 8-0 at that camp. Charlie Shoulder was 7-1. Jacob Mailer was 4-3. Brody Struther, going to be a freshman this year, was 7-2. His twin brother, Ryder Struther, also going to be a freshman this year, was 4-2. And then Taylor Mailer was going to be a sophomore this year. He was 4-5 at camp. We kind of put him up against a lot of the tougher kids. He got a lot of great experience, but he's better than what his record showed. But it was a great camp. Got a lot of experience, a lot of team building together. You know, looking forward to a great year this year.
Are you going to be able to fill all the weights up and down, all the way from 106 to heavyweight for Hampton Dumont Cal?
Yeah, I'm thinking we should be able to. You know, it's hard to tell right now. You know, we're obviously not in the starting the season yet, but, you know, we got a lot of kids that really want to be in the lineup. So we should be able to. We're going to have about 35 kids out for wrestling this year again, maybe just a couple seniors this next year. We're bringing in quite a few freshmen, I think about 13 or 14. So we should be able to fill all the weights. Obviously, there's going to be some people that have sacrificed a little bit. And, you know, they're great kids. We should be able to do that.
Yeah, sounds like good numbers. You had some good summer performances by a lot of your leaders. And, of course, one of the things talked about here over the last couple months has been the change of what will be the postseason for high school wrestling in Iowa. This is the biggest change-up ever, especially since they went to, from 8 to 16 qualifiers for sure. Talk a little bit about the new format of getting to state for your guys and all the guys that are wrestling in Iowa.
So like last year, I mean, ever since I can remember, there's always sectionals, and you had to get first or second, and then you go to districts, and you get first or second, and you go to state. Well, they changed the state dual tournament, so instead of being the day before the state tournament on that Wednesday, it's going to be the Saturday of sectionals, state duels will be. And they got rid of sectionals for Class 2A, which is the class we're in, so there'll be just one district tournament, and then, 24 state qualifiers now instead of 16. So there'll be 12 18 districts. So you need to get first or second, and you'll qualify for state. Yeah, it's going to be a change, you know, and obviously some people don't like it. Some people do. In my opinion, more involvement is better for our sport. You know, it obviously dilutes it a little bit, having 24 qualifiers instead of 16. But the area we're in, the tough wrestling there is around here, it's going to be good for us. I mean, we had kids at our district get third that could have maybe placed at state, you know. Like Carl Market was bracket last year. I mean, 1 and 2, the first place, second place guy were both out of our district. Well, that third place kid was pretty good too, you know. It should be good for us. Obviously, more involvement's better. It'll be different, though. It'll be a change. And, you know, our goal still is to try to make state duels. You know, nobody from Hampton's ever done that. We're hoping we can get there. So we just got to keep plugging away at it.
The state dual qualifying, is that still the same type of format? You got to be in the top 8 or so in the rankings to make it?
So actually it's like top 24 ranked. So instead of before, it was if you won sectionals, you're for sure to get in the regional duels. Now it'll just be the top 24 ranked teams will wrestle that Tuesday before that. And then obviously, you know, the top 8 teams will get a bye. And then the other ones have to wrestle a duel, just like we wrestled Carroll last year. And then
okay.
If you win, you got to beat the home team, and then
There's still a regional. There's still a regional format to get to state duels.
Yep. That Tuesday there will be a regional duels, and it'll just be based solely off rankings, which I don't like that. But you know, it is what it is. You just got to make the best of it.
All right. Well, again, we're getting caught up with HD Cal Wrestling and some other wrestling news with Patrick Hansen here from Hampton Dumont Cal, the Bulldogs. Anything else to mention before we go, Patrick?
Yeah, you know, we're looking to have a great year this year. You know, we're going to miss those seniors, obviously. You know, they're great kids. You don't just replace guys like that. And but their leadership and the things they were willing to do for our team will be felt for years to come. You know, it's a great group of kids. I'll be able to talk about them and kind of put them up on a pedestal. Their names are all over our walls from the accomplishments, you know, of Carl Barkma being the most winningest wrestler and most pins, all that stuff for our program. So, but our young guys that are coming in, you know, they looked up to them. They were there to watch them and, you know, see the thing, the sacrifices they made to be as successful as they were. So, you know, this year, without very many seniors, we'll, you know, we won't be 30-3 like we were last year, but we should be pretty good again. And then hopefully the next year after that, we should have a bunch of seniors and juniors again and should be right back where we left off. So, pretty excited about it. We got a great group of kids. Can't wait to get started.
All right, Patrick, we'll be talking to you after the football here. So we'll wish you well until then and all your guys, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dwayne.
All right, Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldog head wrestling coach Patrick Hansen joining us after a record-breaking season last year. And, again, a lot of new things coming up for this year and some more great wrestlers back for the Bulldogs. More of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat coming up here on KLMJ.
Who sells the best whole house water treatment system in the area? Mort's Water Company. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. We sell Kinetico water softeners and drinking systems and Hellenbrand iron filters. This combination of water treatment systems gives you the best quality of water from your private well, giving you and your family cleaner, safer, and better tasting water. If you have questions about your water, give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit us online anytime at mortsonline.com.
Welcome back here on the Sports Beat here today, and we are going to be talking rodeo outside of Bristow. That's where we're at right now. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about two young people that have gone on to the national rodeo, and that's Eberlines. Dylan and Emma Eberline made separate youth rodeos, national rodeos, as a matter of fact, after running through the state competition. We have Emma first here. And Emma, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are your parents?
Dave and Lisa Eberline.
And what grade are you in school?
Going to be a senior.
Going to be a senior at North Butler. And last I checked, North Butler didn't have a high school rodeo team. So you're the team?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're the team. So you go out and you have to go to high school rodeos. Where do you have to go, around Iowa or elsewhere?
All over Iowa,
all
pretty
over
much,
Iowa.
Yeah.
And so you qualify for nationals through the state competition, is that right?
Yes.
And how did you do at state?
Pretty good. So,
where was that held? Do you remember?
Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, Iowa. Okay, way down south. Yeah. All right. So, did you have to win the competition there, or do you have to place a certain placing?
So, each one, there was, I think, six of us, and you place throughout there, and you can get points throughout there. So, you wanted to place like top three, pretty much. So.
And when we say rodeo, what does that mean? You're doing things on horseback, is that right?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your events.
So I do cutting. I also do barrels, poles. I goat tie, breakaway rope, do all that.
You have a favorite?
I like cutting, probably the best. That is my favorite.
Well, that's the one event that you ended up going on to nationals in.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that event. Did you win at state, or how did you do at state?
I did all right. I think I ended up fourth overall, so that was good. Yeah.
And tell us what cutting is for those like me that don't know so much about rodeo.
Gotcha. Okay, so you go into a herd of cattle with your horse, and you bring out one and at a time, and you get judged on that one, and then you bring out another one, and then another one, so you bring out like three, but each separately, and you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds to cut.
Okay, and you have to get all that completed, and then you're given points on each step of the process?
Yeah, pretty much. You're judged on it, so
okay.
Yeah.
And how did you do at nationals then?
All right. My first score was a 138. I was pretty happy about that, so that was good. Second round didn't go as well as I wanted it to, but that's okay. room for improvement.
Had you been to Nationals before?
No, that was my first time making it. So
that was in Gillette, Wyoming, back in the middle of July. Was there a lot of pressure? Or what was the feeling like competing out there?
It was crazy. A lot of people, big. Yeah.
And what's can you compare the rodeo, what do I say, the climate or the culture compared to here in North Central Iowa?
It's a lot bigger, like more exciting, a lot more competition.
And like rodeo is a big thing out there, right?
Yeah.
It's huge, that's for sure. So you were in Gillette, Wyoming, and you talked about doing the events on your horse. Tell us about your horse.
His name is Fireball. He's something. He's
a fireball.
Yeah, he's that. That is for sure. He does a good job, though.
How old is he?
I think he's like 9 or 10. So.
And what type of horse is he?
He's a gelding. It's like a. He's a quarter horse.
Quarter horse.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, very good. And are you excited for next year?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Now, are you still competing here yet this summer, or fall, or winter?
Yeah, we'll be starting in like a few weeks again. So Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Emma, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's Emma Eberline, and we're going to move over. We're going to talk to Dylan here. He also made Nationals, but on a different level here. Dylan, were you in the junior high level?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so your sister's in high school. She's going to be a senior. You're going to be a freshman, so you're considered in eighth grade then?
Yeah.
There, okay. Tell us a little bit about your rodeo. Are you involved in all the events as well?
I made it in calf rope and shoot dog and goat tying. And then I also team rope, and then I ribbon rope.
So tell us about your season. How long a season is it? When do you start? Is it like way back in the spring?
We start in the fall, and then it goes till about October, and then we start in the spring again. The season goes through May.
And you went to a different direction than your sister. You had to go way down to Georgia. Tell us about that trip.
It was long and really hot.
I bet. Long trip with a horse trailer behind you. Tell us about your horse before we get too far into this. Your name of your horse and breed and different things about yours.
I got two horses. My goat tying horse's name, Jim. He's like 26. Then my calf roping horse, her name's Beaver. She's gonna be 12.
So you have some seasoned horses there.
Yeah.
Broke in pretty well.
Yeah.
So I didn't ask Emma this about how they follow you, what you need to do, but are they guided pretty easily?
Yeah. Yeah, they're broke, yeah.
Broke well. So let's talk about your state competition. How did that go? And did you won some competitions down there, didn't you? And where was that at?
State finals were in Marshalltown. It was a 3-day rodeo. Ended up first in goat tying, and first in shoe dog, and second in calf roping.
And then I understand you got an overall award too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I won all around, and that's all your points added up together from all your events.
And because of that, Dylan was named Iowa's All-Around Cowboy, an award on the junior high division. Then you went on, as you said, to Nationals in goat tying, shoot dogging, and calf roping. Calf roping, I think, is pretty self-explanatory for people, but how hard is that?
Well, you got to rope a calf, and then you have to get off your horse and flank the calf and tie it.
How much practice goes into learning that?
A lot.
A few repetitions?
Yeah.
So do you have anybody you work with that helps you with learning these things?
Yeah, my dad, and then a couple of my dad's buddies.
All right, so you got the calf roping. How did you do at Nationals at calf roping?
I ended up 21st, and I need the... they take top 20 back to short go. So okay. I didn't make short go in there.
Just kind of the finals run or whatever, okay. Then shoot dogging. Talk about what shoot dogging is.
So you're in a chute with a steer, and then you nod your head, and they open up the gate, and you run, and the steer runs out, and there's like a 10-foot line, and you can't grab the horns before the line, otherwise it's a plus 10, and then after that line, you can throw them.
So you get off the horse to do that then? No. Or how's that work?
So you just like run right beside him.
You run, and then, but you grab the horns by how? Just by your hands, or then?
Yep.
And you have to stop them?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us how you did at Nationals there.
I think I was 12th in the first round, and I drew a really bad steer in the second round, so.
That made it tough then after that. What about goat tying? Talk a little bit about goat tying. Is that like calf roping, so to speak, or different?
Yeah, but you tie a goat, you ride your horse in, and you get off, and then you run down the rope, or the goat's like tied on to a stake, and then you flank the goat and tie it. And I was second in the first round, and then the second round I drew a pretty bad goat, but I got by him, and then made it back the short go. I was 15th coming into it, and I ended up 9th in the world.
Wow, very nice. And yeah, that just sounds extremely difficult, but you're able to master those things. And what event do you like the best?
Now that I'm going up to high school, probably steer wrestling.
Okay, so is that going to be a tougher competition next year?
Yeah.
Very good. And are you looking forward to trying again, getting on to nationals some more?
Yeah. Yep.
What are you stay busy like your sister going to the different rodeos here again in the fall?
Yeah.
Again, a lot of training going in and things like that. And what's the most difficult part about the rodeo?
Just getting yourself ready. You just gotta practice all the time.
You talk about your horses where you say pretty broke, they're broken in, and they're well behaved, they follow the directions, but you have to do certain training or take care of your horse in any certain way throughout the year?
Well, you gotta ride them to keep them in shape, so.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, thanks for joining us and sharing a little bit about your experience, and again, good luck in the future to you and your sister. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck in the future, Emma.
Thank you.
All right. It's Emma and Dylan Eberline from Bristow. And again, they were at the National Rodeos here recently in the youth category, the junior high.
There's a difference. This is Justin Morton with Mort's Water Company. Installing a Kinetico water treatment system in your home will make a huge difference in your everyday life. With Kinetico, your drinking water will taste better, your laundry will be cleaner, and your water fixtures will no longer be covered in scale buildup. If this sounds like a change you'd like to make, call Mort's Water Company to install a Kinetico water treatment system in your home. Call 1-800-HEY-MORT or visit mortsonline.com. Mort's Water Company, your local, authorized, independent Kinetico dealer.
That concludes this week's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat, the final program of the year, as a week from today will be the first Mort's Water Company Coach's Corner of the year, as we'll hear a season preview with all area head football coaches. That's coming up next Saturday. A big thank you to all of our guests for joining us on today's show, including Christy Weiser, Patrick Hansen, and Dylan and Emma Eberline. If you missed any of today's program, you can find it on demand at radioonthego.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Moenkel reporting for Radio On The Go Sports. This has been the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat.
You have been listening to the Sports Beat, sponsored by Mort's Water Company. Mort's Water Company is your local, independent, authorized Kinetico dealer. We are a fifth-generation family-owned business that has been serving North Central Iowa for over 125 years. For all your water and sewer needs, all you have to remember is 1-800-HEY-MORT, and if the subject is water, let Mort's Water Company bring it up. Thank you for listening, and tune in again next Saturday morning at 8:30 to the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat on KLMJ 104.9 Hampton and radioonthego.com.